Now we remember a lady who changed lives with her pen. Bebe Moore Campbell died at her home yesterday in Los Angeles of complications from brain cancer. She was just 56 years old. The Philadelphia native once said she wrote her characters layer by layer, seeing each one from their childhood up. Campbell's books included the acclaimed Brothers and Sisters and What You Owe Me. Her success gave her a platform to speak out about mental illness, and last summer she spoke to News & Notes about her book on the issue called 72 Hour Hold.
With the novel, I mean, primarily I'm making this story up. I'm borrowing from things that I've experienced, but I'm not the protagonist. My loved one is not, the person in the story. So it's freer, actually. I can take all that passion, all that experience, and then infuse it with my storytelling ability, and I can just run with it. And I think the book wrote itself. Society in general is stigmatized by mental illness. No one wants to say, I don't have control of my mind. No one wants to say, I have a family member who doesn't have control of his mind. But people of color, and particularly black people, really don't want to own up to it. When I first discovered NAMI, the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill, I live in Los Angeles. I had to go to Beverly Hills. The thing about being in denial and being in the closet and bowing down to stigma is you don't get any information. And after being in that organization with some friends who were also family members of mentally ill people, we decided, hey, we need to start this on our side of town. And so part of my mission for this book tour is to get black people owning up to the fact that, yes, we have mental illness in our families, and to know that recovery is possible, but it's not possible if you stay in the closet.
Bebe Moore Campbell was also a wife, mother, and grandmother. She leaves behind her husband, her mother, two children, and two grandchildren.